This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli appeals to scientists to carry out noticeable innovation and research. Government preparing to administer anti-COVID-19 vaccines to 6 million people by mid-June. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center Kathmandu directs all subordinate municipalities to carry out antigen tests on all people entering Kathmandu Valley. Health experts urge people not to go outside homes except for emergency purposes due to rising pollution level across Nepal and flash floods and landslides in Indonesia and East Timor kill more than 100 people. Now the news in detail. Chancellor of the Nepal Academy of Science and Technology and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has appealed to the scientists to carry out noticeable innovation and research for the development of science and technology sector in the country. Addressing the 44th Experts Assembly today, Prime Minister Oli stressed the need for developing science and technology from new height, keeping the possibility of the future in mind. Prime Minister Oli said the present situation of scientific development in Nepal was not satisfactory, saying Nepal was the first country in South Asia to establish hydroelectricity power grid. The Prime Minister urged the scientists to move forward in the scientific endeavours. Also speaking on the occasion, Joint Chancellor of the Nepal Academy of Science and Technology and Minister for Science and Technology, Krishna Gopal Srivastava, said the Academy would focus on carrying... Please listen it again. Also speaking on the occasion, Joint Chancellor of the Nepal Academy of Science and Technology and Minister for Science and Technology, Krishna Gopal Srivastava, said the Academy would focus on career development and skill enhancement of the scientists. He further said the Academy would also create conducive environment for scientific researchers. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawale has said the government has concluded that the recent state visit of President Bidya Devi Bhandari to Bangladesh bolstered Nepal-Bangladesh relation. Informing today's House of Representatives meeting about issues of public importance, Foreign Affairs Minister Gyawale said President Bhandari signed four major agreements with the government of Bangladesh during her state visit. Likewise, Minister for Health and Population Ritesh Tripathi raised concern that the second wave of the COVID-19 may enter Nepal within the next 3 months if health protocols are not adopted effectively and seriously. Minister Tripathi further said the government was preparing to administer anti-COVID-19 vaccines to 6 million people by mid-June. The parliamentarians have drawn the attention of the government towards a wide range of contemporary issues and problems for its positive intervention to address them, issues including wildfires in various places across the country, COVID-19 infection, inauguration of roads of strategic importance, and embankment built in the border area in Dharchula, among others, were raised in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. Taking a special time at the House meeting, lawmaker Gokul Prasad Vaskuta defended the government as having been on track to carrying out development activities and realizing country's goal of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. Lawmaker Rajendra Kumar Rai urged the government to make special efforts to control the pollution that is plaguing Kathmandu Valley and other parts of the country. Likewise, lawmaker Rekha Kumari viewed that the embankment issues in Nepali territory was being a burning issue and urged the government to resolve it. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee's President Shashi Srivastava has presented the report of the Federal Civil Employees Service Bill 2077 Bikram Samath in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. Similarly, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Leenanath Srivastava presented the 30th annual report of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority on behalf of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. Likewise, Public Account Committee's President Varvat Kumar Saha submitted the annual report of the Public Account Committee in the House meeting. The next meeting of the House has been scheduled for the 8th of April. Public health experts have urged people not to go outside their homes except for emergency purposes due to rising pollution level across the country. Nepal Health Research Council Senior Research Officer Dr. Meghnath Dhimal advised for using N95 masks as forest fires in several parts of the country have made the atmosphere polluted. Dr. Say children, expectant mothers, people with underlying health conditions and senior citizens are recommended special care during this period. Strolling, morning walk and outdoor playing are not recommended at this situation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for short break.
क्यों भाई मेल आउँदैछ भनेको यतिका बेर भइसक्यो आधी घण्टा मात्र बाँकी छ प्रेजेन्टेसनलाई के तरिका हो यो
तर अपलोड भइ नै रहेछ 20 मिनेट हुन लाग्यो फाइलेटेज हुन लाग्यो 40% मात्र भएछ
यस्तो सुपर फास्ट जमानामा कछुवा तालले हुन्छ त भाई
यति फास्ट कसरी
हेलो जी यो हो नेपाल टेलिकमको 4G
काम राम्रो गरेर मात्र हुँदैन गरेको कामलाई सही ठाउँमा र सही समयमा देखाउन सक्नु पर्छ केही भन्न खोजेको हो भाई
ए होइन थ्याङ्क यू सर 4G को लागि
थ्याङ्क्स मलाई होइन नेपाल टेलिकमलाई देऊ
हेलो जी यो हो नेपाल टेलिकमको 4G
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now more news. The District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Kathmandu, has directed all the subordinate municipalities to carry out antigen tests on all people entering the Kathmandu Valley. The center has also directed the municipalities to send the antigen positive swabs to designated labs for PCR tests. Issuing a press release today, the District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Kathmandu, has asked the municipalities to maintain the isolation and quarantine centers. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 266 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 102 people have recovered from the infection at the same time. The Ministry has reported 4 corona-related deaths today, where this Nepal's corona-related death toll has reached 3,036. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Parvat Gurung, has said the FM relay station of Radio Nepal established at the Dolaka headquarters, Chaurikot, has significantly helped in expanding the reach of radio in the hilly districts. Inaugurating the relay station today, Minister Gurung said the expansion of Radio Nepal's service in Dolaka would also help in promoting tourism in the area. Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kese, said Radio Nepal would be broadcast on 100 MHz after establishing FM relay station in Chaurikot. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. At least 101 people have died after flash floods and landslides hit Indonesia and East Timor. Torrential rains sparked widespread destructions in the Southeast Asian neighbors, with water from overflowing dams submerging thousands of homes. The affected area stretches from Flores Island in eastern Indonesia to East Timor. In Indonesia alone, 80 people have died with dozens still missing. Officials warn that the death toll could rise. At least 21 people have also died in East Timor. Many of the victims are believed to be from the country's capital, Dili. Bangladesh is enforcing a lockdown for a week, shutting shopping malls and transportation to help curb the spread of coronavirus as the rate of infections and deaths have increased in recent weeks. Domestic flights, river transport and railway operations have been suspended today, with only emergency services remaining operational. Travel from all European countries except the United Kingdom and 12 other countries has already been banned for 3 weeks. Meanwhile, India has reported a record rise in coronavirus infections, becoming only the second country after the United States to register more than 100,000 new cases in a day. The country's daily COVID-19 cases soared by 103,558 in the past 24 hours. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunder showers are also likely to occur at one or two places of Karnali province and Sudur Pashchim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli appeals to scientists to carry out noticeable innovation and research. Government preparing to administer anti-COVID-19 vaccines to 6 million people by mid-June. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center Kathmandu directs all subordinate bodies to carry out antigen tests on all people entering Kathmandu Valley. Health experts urge people not to go outside homes except for emergency purposes due to rising pollution level across Nepal and flash floods and landslides in Indonesia and East Timor kill more than 100 people. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.uv.nv for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.